Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Stuart Bourne, Head of Product Management and Video Compression at Ericsson. We're coming to you live from the National Association of Broadcasters show in Las Vegas. Welcome, Stuart.
Hi, pleased to meet you. Thanks very much for having me.
So, Stuart, why don't you just start by talking a little bit about Ericsson's engagement in the world of video delivery and how that fits in with your broader business strategy?
So Ericsson has a focus around media, and I'm in the media organization within Ericsson. We're very focused on video processing, and why video processing is important is that the amount of video that we're watching, that we're consuming, that we're viewing is just growing. Mm-hmm. It's growing on an annual basis. And the way that we're viewing it, the different mechanisms that we can use to view that content is changing. It used to be that it was all around live to the television. Now we've got OTT, we've got handsets, we've got iPads, we've got smart TVs using over-the-top profiles, and we've got a growth in on-demand as well. So people consuming content at their own leisure, catching up whenever they can, whenever they need to. So the growth in video is essential, and what we do in video processing is we enable that growth by optimizing the bandwidth and the way that we manage and enable our customers, the operators, the telcos, the broadcasters, to be able to operate and to deliver that video.
Now, you guys made a very exciting announcement today about a new solution in the marketplace. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So what we've seen over the past really 2 years, we've seen the acceleration in this, is the growth in software video processing. And our launch all around media first video processing is the full suite of a completely pure software media processing architecture. That's focused around the controller, able, which gives our operational customers the ability to launch and create new services far more quickly than they're able to before. But what's also really important is that not only able to control the way that video processing is done, but the way that we optimize that video processing and the algorithms that we're able to develop on the Intel devices are essential for us. And the way that we've seen that customization working has been key for us to be able to do this media first video processing launch, which is version 8.1.
So now you've talked a little bit about the targeted customers for this, broadcasters, OTT, content suppliers. Tell me about how that fits in with your broader customer mix and what is unique about their specific needs that the Media First Management Controller and Media First Encoding Live 8.1 really serves.
So what that gives is, in fact, all of our customers eventually are going to be talking to us about this release and about this launch. And whether they move across to something that's fully virtualized and software now, or whether they do it in a few years, mm-hmm. our entire customer base needs to understand how they can use controller, how that works with the overall Media First video processing suite, and how that enables them to launch those new services at the premium video quality that our customer base comes to expect. So as you say, the OTT providers are looking to it first, the service providers are looking to that, but even our broadcast customer base, our traditional customer base, is starting to experiment with this technology and how they can move their traditional legacy platforms across over the coming years.
That's really a blending of the lines between broadcast and OTT, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we're starting to see our traditional broadcasters leverage OTT far more than they did before. We're seeing them start to leverage on-demand far more than they did before as a way to expand their content and the way to expand their reach in the market. So they're not leaving their traditional services behind. But what this launch enables our customers to do is to provide those new services far more quickly than they were able to do in the past.
Sure.
They used to have a 6-month decision cycle. Now they've got decisions being made in days and new services being rolled out in minutes.
That's crazy. crazy good for the customer too, the end customer. So I know that Intel and Ericsson have years of history of collaboration and very broad collaborations in delivering of network infrastructure to the marketplace. But we've got some special collaborations going on here. Can you talk a little bit about how the Ericsson team and Intel team work together on this and what Intel technology you guys are utilizing in the solution?
Sure. So we work really closely with Intel. We get as close an understanding and interworking relationship going as we can because of the technologies and the evolutions in Intel devices are essential to us being able to provide the best performance. One of the examples here is QuickSync Video. Mm-hmm. QuickSync Video is a collaboration where we've been working and understanding what the capabilities of QuickSync Video are, what they're able to provide for us. And one of the aspects of the 8.1 launch is using QuickSync Video to increase the density of the OTT services that we're able to provide. Now, we don't expect that collaboration to stop there. We see Intel's got a very active QuickSync Video roadmap. We're really interested and we are actively collaborating on where that goes to provide our customers with improvements in video and compression performance in the future as well.
Now, I also know the QuickSync Video, you're leveraging that out of our Intel Iris Pro graphics on the Xeon E3 platform. Can you talk a little bit about how you've looked at the integrated graphics on Xeon E3 versus maybe going to a different solution like FPGA technology?
The way that we see the market evolving is that there are going to be different technologies that are going to be applicable for different use cases. Mm-hmm. But the advantage of using the QuickSync Video on the Intel E3 is it's very well integrated. It has the tool set already provided. So it's enabled us to develop that quite quickly. Now, in the future, of course, Intel have an FPGA on board roadmap strategy as well, and we're also working in that area for other use cases in video processing where that can provide some advantages, mm-hmm. potentially in look-ahead encoding or in decoding. But the advantage of the QuickSync Video technology is that it's already integrated, it's already packaged, and it provides very impressive performance right out of the package.
Now, the solution was launched today, but I'm sure you've been talking to customers about it as you've been getting it ready for market. What is the early response from customers, and where do you think that this is going to really take off most quickly?
So we've got some customers, in fact, we've got one customer here in the US that's basically launched their entire new service based on this technology.
Nice.
And they've got an entire OTT platform, which obviously is very disruptive in the market, but they're using a combination of Ericsson and the T1 platform, which is part of the 8.1 launch, along with the QSV technology to enable them to effectively launch an entire suite of OTT services to go in competition with the existing broadcasters. That's just one example of how we're seeing our customers use this type of technology to effectively disrupt and move the market forwards. So we're expecting a number of customers and a growing pipeline from this show, but we've already seen some launches starting to happen.
Stuart, one final question for you. I'm sure that folks online who've been listening in are intrigued by this new solution. Where can they find out more information about it?
So basically, if you go to the Ericsson.com website, and if you search for Media First Video Processing, then you'll get all of the information about controller, what we're doing around video processing, how QSV fits in with that, mm-hmm. and how the overall solution suite and the move to virtualization can happen.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It's a busy day for you. Enjoy the rest of the show at NAB.
No, thank you for having me. It's great to meet you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.